Life Audio. Hey, friends, it's Bonnie Gray. Welcome to a wonderful new episode of Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast. I say it's wonderful because when we stop to pause and rest and to do something that feeds our soul, the day can turn from stressed to more restful. And I say more restful because stress isn't something that we can eliminate. Stress is part of the world we live in and part of our faith journey while we're here as ambassadors for Christ. We're just making our way and we're living in a country. I'm not talking about the USA. I'm talking about the humanity's race where stress is part of what happens. Not until the future when we have a new heaven, new earth. We're going to be with Jesus all the time, 24/7. And then there truly will be no stress.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
But until that time, we have each other. We have each other. So thank you for taking time out of your day to spend together and consider, how is it that we can stress less? Well, I have a very special show for us today. It's about a topic that's really near and dear to my heart. It's about overcoming regret, redeeming regret, in fact, not wishing that we didn't have it because it's part of our human experience. But I'm going to give you a hopeful message about what we can do about regretful feelings and how we can change it. Do you have feelings of regret? Well, I say that it's personal because it's 10 years since I first had my first panic attack. And so we're going to talk about this today, how regret can really be damaging to us. Maybe not on the outside. We live with regret and we can still be very productive. We can still get a lot of stuff done. And in fact, we can go to church, go to work, raise our children. And yet there's something hidden that God sees. And God wants to release us from those regrets so that we can experience joy. So I am so excited to share this time with you. Just relax, take a deep breath. Well, last episode, on episode 32, we talked about how to get out of a rut. And we're on this wonderful series. I didn't plan it, but I just feel this whole topic of joy is so important. And especially when it's summer and the sun is shining and, you know, it's just so much more easier to do some new things, break out of our rut, to experience joy with Jesus. So I just want to keep going here. I want to share my life with you, our Breathe community, and I want to be able to hear your thoughts about these topics so that I can encourage you. Our community has really grown thanks to you. So thank you for those of you who have left a review. If you haven't done so yet, and this has become a time of blessing for you, please stop and pause and place a review wherever you're listening. Put a rating. And it really encourages this podcast to reach more people. And I spend so much time just sharing my heart. It just blesses me to know that it can lift your day and point you towards the direction of peace and rest. So take a moment and go ahead and do that. Well, one thing that I want to do is just make this community even more organic. I want to hear what are the topics that are meaningful to you. I want to be able to prepare content that is speaking into your life. So as we talk about these topics every week, I want to start doing some YouTube videos. I shared last time that during my time recovering from COVID, I actually started watching a lot of YouTube. I didn't even know there are a lot of different experts out there really sharing some good content. I especially love the community that gets formed in some of those live streams. So that's something new I want to do. And maybe you're thinking of some new things in your life you want to do. Do you want to plant a garden right now? You want to just, you know, go to your backyard and you've always wanted to learn to garden and maybe freshen up your garden? Would you want to learn to do a new craft? You want to play a new instrument? Do you want to maybe connect with different women in your church community? Or maybe try some new things with your kids. This summer, I'm hoping to start teaching my son, Josh, to cook some of my favorite dishes. I'm thinking 2 years later, when he starts heading to college, I want him to be able to not just eat microwave food. And so that's another idea I have. So how do we break out of our stress routines so that we can make space for you to have more joy and to do some of those things that are meaningful to you? And we talked about last time how to overcome those ruts that we may be in. And today I want to talk about regret, because that actually drains us emotionally. Again, it may not show up in a practical way, because it seems like we can still go through our checklist, but emotionally, when we want to choose joy, if our tank is low emotionally, it's easy for us to kind of give up on those ideas of joy. And so I want us to think about how we can overcome regret, because regret is one of those emotional draining burdens that we carry on our backs. One time we had gone hiking when the kids were little, and it wasn't until we stopped, Caleb, my younger son, he was just like getting so tired and he was just kind of dragging his feet. And, you know, initially I was kind of questioning, why are you dragging your feet? I was thinking, oh, he didn't want to come. And I was trying to, come on, Caleb, let's go. Let's keep going. On our walk back, we'll have some chocolate and I'll give you the chocolate. That was kind of like my quote unquote carrot to get the kids going on hikes when they were little. It's like they get candy, which I rarely gave them. But on our hikes, I would just have these snack sized candies, you know, so that kind of motivates them. But Caleb was really dragging and he was so hot. And it wasn't until we took a water break, I was like, you know, close to him and I felt that his backpack was so heavy. I was like, what in the world do you have in your backpack? Well, it turns out this little boy had been collecting rocks. He'd been collecting rocks. He put them in his backpack. No wonder he was so tired. Now, that's kind of what regret feels like. You kind of know certain things that you've been through. I don't know what you may be carrying today. What are the regrets that are in your backpack as you're going through your day, your week, your month, or this year? Well, I want to talk about there are two kind of regrets that I started learning about. And it really encouraged me to do new things because I didn't know this. I thought, well, you know, regrets, it doesn't harm anybody. I'm the only person really that feels the effect of whatever it is that, you know, I'm regretting. But up until this point, when I started learning about the impact of regrets, this is what changed everything for me. Research shows that there are two kind of regrets I didn't even know. One type of regret that researchers refer to is called the action path. The other is called inaction path. That is, we regret the things that we did. That's the action path. So if we do something, we make mistakes, and we regret, oh, I wish I didn't do it that way. Now, this is a type of regret that we can recover from. And in fact, we grow from these quote unquote regrets. The mistakes or the lessons learned help us to be wiser. We have more wisdom and we can improve or grow so that when we try something the next time, we can learn from it. There's another kind of regret, though, that's called inaction. And this is a regret that research shows leads to depression for even years. Regretting the things that we never did. I'm going to say that again. This is a regret that will bring sorrow that can really affect our emotional health. That this is a longing over things that we never tried, that never did, you know, the things that we may have been held back from either somebody not giving us permission or somebody generating fear, or it's our own insecurities, our own fears. Regardless, Jesus says that I've come to give you joy and to give you joy the full, continuing to refill. And it's never too late for joy. It's never too late to choose joy. Now, as with any negative emotion, we don't want to deny it or squash it. And that's why we're talking about it, because it allows us to know that we're not alone. We are not alone. So I would like for us to even share in those comments. I want to invite you to subscribe to my YouTube channel. This is something new that I'm doing. I just really wanted to try this as something new. And so you can see what it's like to try something new. I'm sure I'm going to be making some mistakes along the way and little bumps along the way, but it's okay. You'll be able to see that these are things we can recover from. But if I never tried it, I think I would regret it. I wouldn't know. So I want you to go to youtube.com/TheBonnieGray, youtube.com/TheBonnieGray. I'm going to be doing videos on our topics that we're talking on our podcast. And I want to be able to hear and be more interactive with you so that the content and the encouragement that I'm creating can be something even more encouraging to you, because it's relevant to what this community is sharing, your stories, things you're working on right now. Let's try to do new things together, and let's learn along the way together with Jesus.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So I guess the other thing really quick is that we're doing a book club right now. I love doing book clubs. I learned so much from reading stories and hearing from other people who share their stories. That's how we can grow. That's how we can also prevent us from being stuck in regret. When we share our stories and things that might keep us back or we're afraid, guess what? We realize we're not alone and we can do things together. That's why the scriptures always say, encourage one another, bear your burdens with each other. All the scriptures in the New Testament they're called one another. We need each other. That's why Jesus says before he left, he said, I will send you a comforter. I will send you a helper. And that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in you. Do you not know? The Apostle Paul says, you are the living temple of the living God. The Holy Spirit's in you. I need you. I need to hear whatever story you have lived through. It will encourage me, lessons learned, whether it's through the valley or up on the mountaintops. Okay, so getting back, I want to share God's promise with you today. It's from a beautiful scripture. It's just been encouraging me as I prepare to do the book club with you and also do the YouTube, which is new for me. Psalm 139:5. I want to give this promise to you. For whatever new thing God wants you to do, to grow, to plant, or to uproot. Psalm 139:5 reminds us, you go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Psalm 139:5. The psalmist reminds us, you, Lord, go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Friends, God not only goes before you because he knows what's on your path. He's going to know the obstacles, the challenges, but also the promise, the joy, the opportunity, the encouragement. He is there to guide you through it because he goes before you. Nothing will catch him from surprise and you can fall back on him. He's there to catch you. We don't have to be afraid because God goes before you. But this verse is also beautiful because it shows that God also follows us. He is behind us. Other versions say that, God, you hem me in, behind me and before me. So God is not so far ahead that you're walking alone. No, in fact, Jesus is walking with you and he's right behind you. And it's interesting that, you know, the psalmist David was a warrior and he knows it's really important to have a rear guard. And if you're familiar with Psalms, a lot of his Psalms also talk about God being his rear guard, his shield. So when you're in the battle and we're in the battle for joy, God is your rear guard. He will follow you, meaning moment by moment, step by step. Maybe when you wake up in the morning, you're feeling great and you go for that walk. Maybe that's something new you want to do this summer with the great weather. You want to go on a walk. Maybe the next day, you get an email, you get a phone call. Who knows what jumps out, right? You don't go for that walk. It's okay because Jesus says, I am with you. Jesus says, I still place my hand of blessing upon your head. And that's Psalm 139:5. I want you to take that as your promise because then you can take that walk later in the day. You can do it again the next morning. It's never too late to choose joy and God's faithfulness will follow you. I hope that empowers you as much as it empowers me. That's what I'm going to be doing as I start this community because I just have this sense. I'm following this sense. I don't have any, like, God leads us by the Holy Spirit, by the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, and self-control. Anytime you wonder, is this a path God is calling me towards to step forward towards? If it touches any of these fruits of the Spirit, I encourage you to follow it. Because wherever the Spirit is, there is life and peace. And that's from Scripture as well. I will put the Scripture note in the notes later on. You can look at the show notes. Sometimes Scripture just comes to my mind. And sometimes I don't remember the reference, but that's the way my brain works. I know some of my friends, they know the Scripture reference. But for me, I just remember the words. I'm a word person. So I'll remember the words and I can just easily look up the reference. So I'll put that in the show notes for you. Okay. So I just really want to ask you, what is it that God wants you to do so that you can redeem the regret in the past? If it's something that you've experienced some mistakes or things that you've regretted because you've done some things, let that be your wisdom and let that just stand up proud of the journey God's walked you through and you have goodness because God is with you. Now, if there's some regrets are based on things you haven't done or you've wanted to do, it's never too late. Let's talk about them. Let's explore them and try them. Put some feet to the faith God's given you. Okay. So let's see here. I want to now give you a soul care. The soul care tip for today is to take a little step, do something little. It can be small towards something that gives you joy because we're still on this joy series, which I just can't stop talking about. I feel there's so many interesting topics that we can talk about to help empower you to experience more joy. Well, what I wanted to say is that the reason why I want you to do something little and small is because of the concept of neuroplasticity. The soul care is about helping you make connections. Our brain just goes into regular habits, like whatever routines we have, the things that we do. It's just more comfortable. It doesn't cause any disruption. So it's normal and human to not want to change. There's a lot of resistance when we try to think about doing something new. But just knowing that it's normal to experience resistance helps us to know that we're building new connections. Neuroplasticity is the brain's ability to change and adapt itself as a result of experience. So our brain has some connections. It wants to help you do a shortcut. So if you usually say you want to go take a walk, right? in the morning. You usually don't. Well, the brain wants to always give you a shortcut. So when you wake up, it will want you to do what you usually do. You don't have to think about it. It's automatic. So in order to kind of build a new connection between the neurons in our brain, we need to take action. We need to fire up two different connections. And so research shows that if we take small steps, then we're going to be able to establish that pathway more successfully. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for going before us and falling behind us as our rear guard. Lord, help us to have the courage to step out and choose joy. Take small steps in the direction of where you're taking us, which is always joy, renewing our joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, remember to sign up for my newsletter, the Breathe newsletter. You'll receive a devotional, soul care tip, and we're starting a book club. Go to thebonniegray.com/subscribe, thebonniegray.com/subscribe. Hop over to YouTube. I'm going to start something new with you. YouTube.com/TheBonnieGray, YouTube.com/TheBonnieGray. Let's learn together. Let's encourage each other. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished, just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase in 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.